The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, bright and early. You got the coffee going, tea going, I don't know, bacon, eggs, all those things. Please invite me over sometime. So I'm so glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. We have a lot to talk about with all that's happened this week. It's all about corrections, and we're in the middle of one doozy of a correction after going up 1,000 points almost every week. We're talking about setting records. So right here today, we're going to talk about all about corrections. Now, you can never really predict corrections, obviously. If we did, we'd all be heroes and so forth. But, you know, the market's been going up, and we almost forgot that the market could go down. We've gone, 14 months without a single 3% decline. That was a record in itself. Forget the upside, setting records almost every other week, setting, you know, 1,000-point milestones, 20, 21,000, 22,000, so forth and so on. But the really crazy thing about this market move the last year, year and a half or so, is that there's been really little in the way of declines. The biggest decline we had is 3%. That's nothing. That's two kind of bad days. And then Monday of this week, we had over 1,000-point Dow drop. Then on Thursday, after a kind of turnaround Tuesday, up 500 and change, kind of a wild Wednesday, kind of looked like we're going to be up, and then at the very close, went down, so we have to call that wild Wednesday. And then Thursday, again, another 1,000-point seller for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So you shake it all up, we're about 10% off its highs. Now for the year, we're actually down 4%. Now, the end of January, we're up 5.5%, so you can see we're down almost 10% from the high. And actually, that set a record in itself. It only took 9 days to go from all-time records to a 10% drop. That's never happened before. So we set records on the way up. We set records on the way down. We have volatility all over the place. And my goal here today with you is share with you what happened, what's happening, and what may happen, and try to get you in the right frame of mind. So at the end of the day, we talk about asset allocation all the time to a blue in the face, and people are like, okay, stocks, bonds, cash, what percent? Now, again, I don't know your percent. I don't know your situation. But I will tell you this, because the market's done so well, I even know some family members that were 100% in stocks. Now, great, in 2017, on a nice, beautiful move up, 20, 25%, your account goes really nice. It looks really, really, really good. But we know that, you know, times are going to hit these speed bumps. And that's not so much about playing defense to have some money in cash or some money in bonds. In this case, like to have some money in cash, let's say 20%. So let's say you're 80% stocks, 20% in bonds, or 20% in cash for that matter, 80-20. That 20% there, yeah, I know you don't get the full upside, but what when you have a correction and the market goes down 10% and you're 100% in stocks, can you take advantage of it? No. So to have more flexibility, we definitely want to build some type of asset allocation that actually knows that things are cyclical. Things go up, things go down. We actually do have corrections, though it's hard to believe since we've gone a long period of time without one. But that being said, if you let's say 80-20 and the market goes down, you now can take 10% out of cash and buy some stock or stock funds at cheaper prices. Give you that flexibility. And then if the market goes up higher again, you could actually then do the reverse. So asset allocation, rebalancing, I think are really important. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. It's a nice, bright, early Sunday morning. And it's all about corrections. I mean, this is a doozy of a correction, setting records in a couple ways. One, we've had a 1,000-point drop in 2 days in a week, which is historic. We also had another historic thing, that a dubious distinction, that from the high, it took only 9 days to go down 10%. That's almost unheard of. I mean, it's kind of just fell off a chart. Now, we can't know when these are going to happen. We were just talking a little bit about asset allocation and how a way to protect yourself. Now, what to do? I'll tell you what not to do. Don't make bold moves. I know, like, if you look in your 401k statement every day after these drops, you know, I try to remind people, like, let's say, gosh, you have 10 years of retirement, 15 years of retirement. it's like your house. I mean, do you actually look up your house value every day, every couple of days? You know, we kind of know it goes up and down a little bit, but over time it kind of trends higher. So again, that's kind of a weird analogy, but true though, we don't really look at our home value every day or every couple of days. And certainly we shouldn't be looking at our 401k values or 403b values every day either. And I'll tell you why, because what happens if you keep looking at that, internalizing it, getting upset by that, you'd be more prone to actually sell, and you're probably selling at the bottom or close to a bottom. Now, the funny thing I always tell investors when they go to sell after a nasty move like this to the downside, I said, when you sell something, a stock or stock fund, someone has to buy it from you. And typically, those are large institutions that are buying from you, buying at a cheaper price at a 10% discount. So don't make any rash, bold moves. That is, to take your account and put it all into cash because you think the market's going to go down lower. Well, you know, in that case, you have to kind of get it right twice. You have to get out at the right time, and you have to know when to get back in at the right time. You really kind of louse things up that way. But I know for investors, while the market is volatile, you don't have to be. That's been my slogan for a long, long time. I've been doing this business and in this business 28 going on 29 years, and I've seen these corrections, and they're nasty. Now, we're going to talk a little bit later about this correction being different than others, but I really want to relay what not to do during a correction instead of what to do necessarily, but what not to do. Don't make rash decisions and do a wholesale change and sell because you can't stand the pain of the market. I can't tell you the market's going to go higher. I can't tell you the market's going to go lower, but typically over history, when you have these nasty sell-offs, these sharp declines, they tend to be more buying opportunities than selling opportunities. Now, I was just giving you a little tip there and say, wait a second, why is this different correction than most? Well, sometimes we have these nasty sell-offs like 2008, 2009, and we had a really poor economy. We had banks losing money, hemorrhaging money because of the losses in real estate. This time around, actually, it's kind of odd. We have a stronger than expected economy that started this whole loop in the first place. What do I mean? Well, about a week and a half ago, we saw that the wages for the unemployment report were going up higher than expected. And that's good because we really had wage stagflation for a long time. Basically, wages have stayed flat for so, so long. And now they spiked up. And the concern is, wait a second, if wages continue at this rate, again, is this a one-time anomaly? We don't know. But if they continue at this rate, that may breed more inflation. That means more money, you know, for people, which is good news, but chasing fewer goods, you know, the whole economic 101 supply demand, that's what happens. So it's really kind of weird. This is a different correction than most, and that's why after this break, we're going to talk more about the fundamentals of the economy and what you can learn. So I'll be right back right here on your GPS for your finances, right here on WHUD Radio.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you for joining us this early Sunday morning with the eggs going, baking, all those good things happen. Well, each Sunday, we're right here at 6 a.m. right here in WHUD. Also, listen, this market's been pretty volatile. So thankfully, Mahoney Asset Management provides a WHUD Hudson Valley Business Report every morning at 8:25. I do that. And my colleague Bill Kugel does it at 5:15 drive time. So twice a day from 8:25 in the morning, I'll give you the market report, what's happening, what's not happening. And at 5:15 p.m., you'll hear from Bill Kugel. So pretty much around the clock right here on WHUD, you'll hear about the markets. Now, today's topic, of course, is all about corrections. We're going to get into that in just a moment. But I just want to remind our listeners, you just heard from our friend Mike Bennett, offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm this morning, and you guys are up early. So the first 20 callers, so you have a really good chance of winning this one. First 20 callers will get this book for free by calling 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to the show. We cover a wide range of topics, from tax reform to the markets. Today we do market corrections, to retirement planning, to insurance, to estate planning. We do it all. Sometimes you can tune in, sometimes you can't, but the times you can't, guess what? Perfect companion to this show that we do every year, every Sunday morning, is my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, by calling 845-371-0101. Now, we were talking right before the break about the fundamentals of this economy and why this is kind of weird. So this, at the moment, really feels more like a technical correction. Technical because we went straight up, and now we're coming straight down, basically. But technical because there's some other things that happened. Interest rates started moving up. What does that mean? Well, if bond yields start rising, and you get a guarantee from the Treasury, that offers some competition to stocks. Think about that for a minute. Let's say Treasuries went up to 6%. Wow, gee, if you get 6% guaranteed, how much do I really want in stocks? So, again, right now we have the 10-year Treasury around 2.85. We're watching it very closely. It started around 2.30, 2.40, and it's been inching up ever so slightly and getting making some room for concern. We also have something I want to go into, but this volatility trade, something that imploded on the again, a lot of institutions were trading the opposite of volatility. We've had no volatility for about a year and change, and they're making money on that, and then that reversed and volatility increased. Well, then look out, things got really, really crazy. So that's another factor. But the reason why I want to come back to fundamentals for a second is we're expected to grow. We, the GDP of the U.S., is expected to grow anywhere between 3 to 4%. Depends on which economist you talk to. Depends what day of the week you talk to them on. So anywhere from 3 to 4%. That's a decent economy, okay? Companies have done really well. The fourth quarter released, we heard a lot of companies did very well for the fourth quarter. But more importantly, going forward, they gave really good guidance that they think things will be pretty good. Now add on top of that the tax windfall for those companies. Now again, for individuals, we debated that back and forth, especially here in the Hudson Valley when you have more than $10,000 in property taxes, you can only write up a ceiling of $10,000. But for companies, knocking down the corporate rate to around 21% is giving companies a lot of money. Now, again, we've already heard a lot of companies give money to their employees, and that's great. You're also going to hear down the road that companies are going to buy back more stock. They're going to raise their dividend. They're going to do a lot of things for shareholders. So we have to put this in perspective that the market probably moved up too far too fast. You know, I used to sound like a broken record every morning on WHUD, telling everybody about the market and what's happening, and setting records every day like a broken record. But we also know that you know, things just can't go up straight, even though parabolic as they were. All the good news that's out there in the economy, that's what made stocks go higher. That good news for the economy hasn't changed one iota since this correction. And that's something you have to separate. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm here every Sunday morning. Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us. We have a lot of regulars that tune in. I want to say hi to John and Lisa, Fred and Mary. I'm glad you're tuning in. And all about corrections. And this is a doozy of a correction. I mean, no doubt about it. This past week, we had 1,000-point losses on Monday. Then a turnaround Tuesday, up 500 and change. Then a wild Wednesday that had us up 381 points and closing lower by about 20. And then Thursday, the wheels came off again, closing now down another 1,000 points. So we're trying to put this in perspective that we do have corrections. Corrections are normal. They are hard to predict. Now, once they're here, what do you do with it? I'm advocating to average in a little bit. You have some money in cash or some money in bonds. I can't tell you this is the bottom. I'm not a savant that way. But I can tell you that historically, buying after a lot of panic, buying after sharp moves like this, again, not day by day, but buying after some of these corrections, you know, looking back, generally speaking, is probably good buying times. Again, we know one thing, selling here, if you have a 10-year horizon, that'd be crazy to sell down here, that we'll always have something to bounce back. But I also try to distinguish between the two here, that sometimes we have market meltdowns, like we had in 2008, 2009, and the fundamentals of the economy were not good. We're actually looking at the so-called Great Recession, where we had negative GDP. Right now, we have positive GDP. Back then, we had companies hemorrhaging money, losing money. They needed $25 billion from the U.S. government to keep going. again, those financial companies we know about, they're losing because of all the real estate. Right now, we have companies flush with cash. Now you know what to do with some of this cash. They've been kind of creative with it. Some of them have been given to the employees in the form of bonuses. Some have been buying back stocks. Some have been increasing the dividends. Some have been buying a competitor. And some companies have done all four of those things. So this is definitely a different environment. And it feels different too. So that's why it really feels more like a technical correction than anything fundamentally wrong. But again, we'll watch it very closely in case the fundamentals do change. But right now, the fundamentals show the GDP should be between 3 to 4%. There's no recession in sight. For at least throughout 2018, I don't see that on the horizon. A recession, by the way, it's two negative quarters of GDP. So for between 3 to 4% gross domestic product, GDP otherwise known as, two negative quarters in a row, we call that a recession. We don't have even one quarter of negative GDP. In fact, we have positive GDP, so we're nowhere near a recession. Look, you're going to watch the media, hear the media. Everybody has a different point of view about what's happening and so forth. But one thing I say over and over again, it's what not to do. Don't panic. Don't hemorrhage. Don't get emotional because you have to make the same decision right twice to get out of this mess. So again, the correction's not pretty, but we're going to help you navigate through this right after this break. Again, Ken Mahoney for GPS for Your Finances. We'll be right back with All About Corrections.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us in this last installment this morning. We go to 6:30 and we have a lot to talk about, all about corrections. And what a doozy of a correction we've had this past week, right? I mean, Monday was a 1,000-point plus sell-off. Tuesday, we get to call it a turnaround Tuesday because we're up over 500 points. Wednesday, I call it a wild Wednesday because we're up, down, up, down. Actually, at one point, up 381 points. We're about 15 minutes to spare before the day. We're up about 120, 130 points. And by the close, 15 minutes later, we're actually down for the day, down about 20. So that's definitely wild Wednesday. And Thursday, the wheels came off again. So here we are in the middle of correction, and we're going to help you kind of navigate this. And we said right before the break, we'll tell you what not to do also. Now, you just heard during the break, speaking of which, Mike Bennett, our friend here at WHUD, offered my free book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The phone number he gave was 845-371-0101. Now, we can only give it for the first 20 callers, but that's a good chance of winning because the early bird will get the worm. 20 callers this morning will give the book out for free. 845-371-0101. Now, leave all your information there. We don't have anybody there at 6 in the morning on Sundays. We're not that meanie weenies. but we think it's a perfect companion to the show. I mean, think about everything that we tackle right here every Sunday morning. We tackle taxes or tax reform that we went through, wills, estates, markets, retirement planning, you know, we pretty much cover it all, as do the books. So we think it's a perfect companion right here, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. I'll give you one last chance. Get your pen and paper ready. 845-371-0101. If you happen to be driving this early in the morning, when you get to your laptop or to your desktop, lower right-hand corner, WHUD, you get the book for free there as well. So lower right-hand corner, WHUD.com, you'll get the book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. So where do we pick up here after this crazy correction? We're trying to dust ourselves off. We don't know what's going to happen this week. We don't know necessarily what's going to happen towards the end of this month. So we can't really pick tops. We really can't pick bottoms. We're investors. We're trying to invest for the long haul. Look, if you need your money 6 months from now, you never should be in stocks in the first place. Most people, you know, like the holding period, according to Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, the famed investor with tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars. I'm not sure what the numbers are. A lot of zeros and a lot of commas. He said the best holding period for stocks is forever. So meaning like, you know, he doesn't have a 1 year horizon, a 5 year horizon, and he's done pretty well with that model. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen here in the market, whether we're going to bounce back and just right back to all time highs, or it's going to take some time. But we do know the fundamentals of the country are very positive right now. Still, we have low inflation, though the concern is that inflation is inching up. We have low unemployment, 4.1%. We have high consumer confidence. We have high business confidence, small business surveys and so forth. We have a pretty high stock market. You know, here we are with the Dow, 23,000 and change, brings us back to about Thanksgiving. But if we go back a year from now, you know, it's about a 15% move. That's a pretty good move. Now, you know, corrections are made for the right reasons. If this, you know, hopefully get through this, it's a net positive because you can't just go straight up without having some type of, we were parabolic. Remember that SAT word, parabolic? That's what those charts look like. Every day, new record, new record, new record, new record. You know what? It was building up to a point. Now, again, we never know when that correction is going to happen. Now, this one happened because of a good reason. The economy is doing better. The economy, by all means, is doing better. So much so that wages are increasing, something we haven't seen in a long time. Now, some of those wages may be increasing because in some states now, the minimum wage has gone up. Okay, that's a net positive. Also, a lot of companies now with this tax windfall, I don't know what the number is up to now, but I think in the S&P 500 or 500 Fortune companies, we have over 200 companies. That's the last one I read about, that have given their employees some type of bonus or compensation based on this tax windfall that they received. So there is a lot more money sloshing around. One thing, we do want wages to rise, but not too dramatically to draw in inflation. We don't need inflation, that's for sure. So that's what kind of this kind of vicious cycle that happened. It started with an unemployment report that showed 4.1%, good news there. But wage growth has gone up more than expected. And the theory is that would maybe lead to some inflation. Not saying it's going to happen. It's only one number, 1 month. But then from there, volatility starts spiking. And we have all these kind of weird things around volatility, especially these hedge managers. So when low volatility, they buy. When volatility spikes, they sell. So you get to both sides, right? It cuts both ways. So when everything's going well, low volatility, the market's going up, we could enjoy that. But the knife cuts the other way too, that when volatility spikes, these same institutions that are buying on the way up start selling. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. All about corrections, very timely because this past week, we're in the midst of a correction. We started off really strong in January, going through milestone after milestone, 1,000 points almost every couple of weeks, to the point at the end of the month, the Dow is up 5.5%. Now, put that in perspective, if you annualize that times by 12, at that rate would be up over 60 to 70%. So we know that's not sustainable. Coming into February, got a little bit wobbly the first couple of days, and then the wheels came off. And now, year to date, we do the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 4%. So it's about a 10% drop from its high, which is not unusual. Markets do that. But what is unusual, it did it in 9 days. That's a record for doing it so quickly after setting record highs. So as I mentioned earlier, what not to do. Don't take bold moves that are based on emotion. Okay. I think we know now, the older we get, the more we've seen these corrections, the more we've seen this movie play, that we don't want to sell at the bottom of this thing. Now, if you're really, 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 really nervous about stocks, you know, we will have our bounces. Like on Tuesday, we had a turnaround Tuesday and the market was up 550 some points. You know, we will have these bounces. The more volatility right now, we'll see the rubber band stretch both ways. So if you're really, really, really nervous about stocks, don't sell on a day when the stock's down 1,000 points. That's not going to help you. If you really want to sell, sell when we snap back like that rubber band where we find ourselves up over 500 some points in a given day. That's a good time to sell. But if you sell, sell incrementally. The problem I have for most investors, they want to do things wholesale. I want to buy 100% of stocks. I want to sell 100% stocks. You know, do things incrementally, maybe 70-30, and then, you know, things change, the market goes down, then add to your stockholders. The market goes way up and set records, you take some profits off. It's kind of a navigating based on what's happening. But to make wholesale changes for a long-term portfolio, guys, if we have this market for the next 10 years, you know, we're going to have a number of corrections like this. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic, all about corrections. I enjoy being with you. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.